So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So in this episode, I want to talk to you about other people's opinions. So obviously the title of the episode is Why Other People's Opinions Are Lame. And hopefully that's a little bit of a title that might wind you up a little bit, might get you a little bit excited. But what I mean by that is you might have an opinion about me, for example. I might have an opinion about you. But really, my opinion about you, how much do I really know about you? I don't know anything, right? Do I understand what you've been through? Do I understand your micro decisions that you make every single day that lead you to do the actions that you do? Do I understand the micro experiences that you've had that have taught you to get you to where you are today? I don't understand anything. Hell, I don't even understand what planet I'm on sometimes, let alone what planet you're on. I live in Planet Dan. It's a great world. You should visit sometime. I have no idea what goes on, and I do what the hell I want. And hell, I'm just as guilty, if not more guilty, of everyone else. I am so judgmental. And I know people go, well, you know, you shouldn't be judgmental. Hell yeah, why not? Why not be judgmental? Santa Claus is just a fat, judgmental bastard, isn't he? You know, have you been good? Have you been naughty? Have you been nice? I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice. Who the hell cares, you judgmental? Anyway, so this is what the point of today's show is about. I read articles. Sometimes I jump onto the Sun website, for example. Bear with me on this. Because I often go to the comments section because I want to see what a snippet of society thinks. And then I go to the Guardian website and I go to their comments section on a particular thing. And, oh my gosh, there's so much vile, putrid hatred. There's so much misinformation, so much uneducation, so much racism. It's just bizarre, okay? I'm completely out of touch. I live here. I mean, my villa in Spain was cold. There was ice on the windshield for my wife. And it was like, that's as cold as it gets for us, by the way. And we're on the outside and we're looking in, and so we have to see what's really going on in the UK. And we see it through the comment section. It seems a very dark place. But when I speak to people on the phone, it's not as dark as it makes out. See the world as it is, not as you see it. So, for example, I see the world. I have a lot of tenants. We have problem tenants. We have nice tenants. We have incredibly nice tenants. We have incredibly problem tenants. They don't last long, of course. So you get rid and you put some new set in. You don't know what they're going to be like. But with tenants, you know, some of them don't pay, don't move out, trash the place, grow cannabis. And so that could be how I see the world, through that magnifying glass. So you've got to make a decision here about how you want to see the world. Because the world as you see it is not the world as it is. Experiences that when you trust people, they're going to let you down. Invariably, they're going to let you down. That might not be your experience, okay? And so you might see the world through different eyes, but actually you can trust people and you do trust people. And that trust comes through. So it's very interesting on how you see the world will actually affect how the world responds to you. So there's a lot of NLP going on in this conversation, by the way. There's a lot of reticular activation system work going on here. So listen to the language. You get what you focus on. So if you focus on negativity, that's what you're going to get. If you focus on debt, that's what you're going to get. If you focus on, and so we did some work with somebody just before Christmas, a little bit of NLP, conversational hypnosis type stuff. And it was just about what are you focusing on? And there were folks in all this bad stuff, which had happened. Find lots of the stuff that's going to work in your favor. So what should that be? That should be making more money. And you could say, well, I can't make more money. I haven't got the connections. Great. Great little piece to pull out. So make more money, make more connections. I'm flying into the UK I'm flying into the UK next week and going on a training course, business buying training. Extensive of what we've already done there, and I know that we're going to make those connections, and I've just been buying some business cards. That's an opportunity for me to go out there and network, build the people who are in contact with me. We might end up selling some digital media content work, whatever that happens to be, or we might just make connections with finance or solicitors or lawyers or brokers or whoever. So if you're not making enough money, you've got to start making those connections. But the key here is that you've got to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And when you're getting other people's opinions and they're coming out to you, you focus away from all the good stuff onto something bad, something negative. Now, this person might have a point. They might have a complete and utter point. Chocolate fire guards, that's a silly idea. What are you doing that for? You need to go learn that and find that out for yourself. Okay? You can't find that information out from Bob over here just because Bob's tried it once. Bob might have been rubbish. He might have been using the wrong type of chocolate on these chocolate fire guards. He might not have insulated them properly. Who the hell knows? But my friend, he rode a bike, he kept falling off. Well, maybe your friend's an idiot. Maybe I'm going to go jump on a bike. If I fall off, I'm going to continue to learn how to ride that bike. Falling off is an experience, and I will probably not appreciate the experience because you end up with grazed knees, but I will learn how to ride that bike. But if John comes along and tells me not to do it and I listen to John and don't do it, what's that going to do for my bike riding career? Nothing. How's it going to help me? Not at all. I just mean get him out of your network. You don't need to listen to John or Bob or whoever that person happens to be. You need to listen to you. You can listen to John and go, well, why did he keep falling over? Well, it was just accident prone. Oh, okay. Like that extra little piece of information right there actually changes the entire story. And yet you might have made a decision because John's got a mate who keeps falling off his bike because whatever reason, and it completely changes your story. Listening to this, watching this, you've got to take everything in and ask the right questions and ask John, well, why does he keep falling off? Well, he's been trying it for 10 years and he still can't do it. Like, well, maybe he's just an idiot then. Maybe he's just not naturally born to ride a bike. But why? What has that got to do with me and what I want to go do? Now, this is relevant, okay, because 20 years ago when I first started getting into property, no, you don't want to do that. Oof, no. Honestly, that's all I ever heard. Oh, you don't want to do that. What the hell am I listening to all these other people for? Let me go find it out for myself. Now, this is really important, okay, and I need you to understand this little bit. If you got this far in, well done, by the way. So this is what's really important. As soon as I stop listening to what other people were telling me, and I went and did what I wanted to go and do, that's when my success levels increased. And by the way, I've had success and I've had not success, right? I've had a whole combination of different stuff. I'm struggling fasting right now, but can't get back on the weight loss. I have no idea what's going on there. I just can't be bothered, frankly. But I have wins and I have losses just like everybody else. The key for you is that in the losses that you have to sit and analyze what those losses are. After a bad game, go watch tape so he would understand what he's doing wrong to improve it for next time. But if you never go through and take those experiences, you ain't ever going to learn from those experiences. And you're going to get loads of stuff wrong. It doesn't matter. Just hide the fact that you even attempted it so nobody knows. I've had loads of failures. I keep having loads of failures. It's just part and parcel of being a human. We are going to fail. You are going to lose. You're going to come last. You're going to be embarrassed. The only thing that's relevant is what you want to go do and that you go and do it. And if you fall flat on your ass and you fall over and you look an idiot, that's awesome. That's where success lies. That's where the reality of your situation, of you being successful, lies. The bit where, oh, no, don't do that, you ain't learning anything from that. Thanks for your opinion, John, but jog on. John on. You don't want to be listening to that. If nobody created stuff and nobody went and found out for themselves, we'd all be still living in caves, quite frankly. So you've got to avoid what other people's negativity is and what their opinions are, because they've literally got nothing to do with you. Just as your opinion on me has little to do with me. I'm going to go do whatever I want to go do, regardless of what somebody else thinks of me. Well, I think you're wrong. Great. Perfect. Bully for you. That will do us for today. Good little rant there. Hope that was useful for you. We'll catch up with you on Wednesday in the Property Cash Flow Show. Got any questions about property, come and speak to me then. We are way behind on publishing podcasts. Something that I was doing. I need to offset that and get someone else to do that. So we're going to start getting up to date with those. Other than that, we're going to catch up with you on Wednesday. Hope you have a wicked week. And we'll speak to you on Wednesday at noon.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.